I thank Norway for his remarks and his support to the president. Colleagues, I don't see any other delegation ask for the floor. I do believe that this morning we have both the formal plenary and the informal plenary had turned out to be very useful and constructive one. Through these two meetings, we have thoroughly exchanged our views on the draft we offered, and as well as the latest amendment suggested by Russian delegation and also suggested by the French delegation. I think the focus of the discussion had been on how or whether we should further define the task for both the subsidiary bodies and coordinators. I think this is the focus of discussion for this morning. Of course, we do have some suggestions on PP4, and but I think I do believe that through these informal plenaries, informal discussions, we have already have thorough discussion, exchange of views on this issue. And what we are supposed to do in the afternoon is to get into the drafting process. And but I do believe that it is also a very important development, progress, I would say, that all the CD members participating in this effort had been continue to be in the position to keep this momentum, to focus our attention on this clear and concise approach to deal with the working program or whatever decision on the work for this year within this week. So I think I highly appreciate the support offered by member states. And I believe that it is time for us to sit down once again to try to make our last try on the remaining issues through drafting process in the afternoon. My intention is to have an informal meeting this afternoon, maybe start at 3 o'clock. Can we have use this room?
Yes,
we can. Yeah, I'm inviting all the interested parties to get together in this room at this table, because we're not generally exchange of views. We are working on the draft, specifically on those latest amendments. Based on the discussion we have this morning, I do hope that we can make use of this afternoon to come up with some common understandings to be reflected either in the draft or in some other ways. Some colleagues mentioned the president can say something while we adopt this and so on and so forth. But the essence of this effort, I would say, should continue to be to make our life easier for now when we are agreeing on the working arrangement for this year, so that we can enable the subsidiary bodies have full freedom and flexibility and room for all those substantive discussions which are for sure to happen in those subsidiary bodies. So I think we do have this common understanding, and so my intention is to have informal consultations without the sound service, just at that table. This effort is open to all the delegations, but mainly I'm inviting all those parties concerned to join us to work on, to make our final try. Our view is to, after this afternoon's, I do hope that we will not spend too much of our time on this. And as a result of this afternoon's efforts, I will work together with P6 to try to come up with an revision of the draft of this working paper, the working paper 639, with a view to enable colleagues can refer these back together with all the discussions to the Capitol. And my intention is to have the last plenary during my presidency on Thursday morning hopefully we can adopt this working program. So at least this is my plan of action, and I hope we can colleagues can join us and continue to support me with this effort. And as just now, some colleagues did mention whether the Secretariat can help us to have hybrid sessions for Thursday, especially given the circumstances on the part of the French delegation. I believe that some other delegations might also face the similar difficulties. I think the issues raised is fully understandable, and but it's up to the Secretariat to continue to work with related organs and efforts to see whether it is achievable or not. And before today's meeting, some other colleagues also raised this issue with me. So there might be some different views among delegations that whether if we are supposed to adopt a working program, which is a very formal thing we are doing, whether this this kind of session should be in-person format rather than a hybrid format. That might also lead to another issue, that whether hybrid format will be conducive or, you know, not too conducive to this effort for us to adopt a working program. So this is also something that we need to think and that we need to consult among member states. But before that, I am inviting the Secretariat to share some of the information in this regard.